Well, it's Thursday afternoon, about 3:30, 4:15. I'm walking in the woods with Poppy, my favoured place to boo. I thought I'd just do a boo really directed at all the people that have sent me lovely messages this week. Messages of warmth, support and kindness. The week started off very strangely and very tragically with the death of my good friend and old boss, Neil. Robbed of life in his prime, 44, 45 years old. Playing squash with another colleague of mine. Neil was the man who supported me hugely through my entire time suffering from irritable bowel syndrome when I was in the city, and ultimately when I had my mental breakdown as a result of cumulative stress of that and my job, and the fact that I couldn't deal with my job at the end as a negotiator, and I lost lots of cases in the courts. Been over that before. It stood by me, fought for me, gave me support, and ultimately allowed me the breathing space to spend the last couple of years recovering in good time, as opposed to frantically worrying how I was going to pay the bills. Aside from that, he was always the monetary support he fought for to get me. He was always a great man with lots of warmth and advice for you whenever you went to him. And it's very sad indeed. It's been a tough week, but I can't imagine how tough it'll be for those that are still working at the company and his family and his kids. Absolutely awful. He was one of those characters that everybody loved and respected. Then my friend separated from his very long time partner. They reached a point. I won't go into the details of what he said and she said and that kind of thing, because that's for them to know. But very sad. 15 years together at least, I thought. Very, very sad indeed. I'm going to see him hopefully tomorrow. So I shall hopefully be able to offer him the support he offered me when I had my breakdowns. And then finally, my nephew, little nephew, coming up to 1 year old, had an operation because one of his testicles was inside his body, and the operation didn't go to plan, so he lost a testicle. I think I've been more upset about that than his parents, because Claude spoke to them recently, and I think his godfather only has one testicle and has three kids and has never affected him. So, yeah, you know, I didn't know that, and it struck me as he was such a young lad going through something like that. And I suppose I had concerns for what the playground might bring and all of that kind of thing. So yeah, all in all, it has been a very sad week. I have a selfish comment to note in my diary, which I don't feel bad about making, but it doesn't seem entirely appropriate considering the tragedy that others are living through. But for me personally, it's marked another milestone in my recovery, because far from going into an anxious panic or some kind of deep spiralling depression, I've coped with it as any healthy-minded human being would do. I've been sad, reflective, but perfectly, perfectly sane. By my definition, which is possibly a little looser than most definitions. But yeah, I mean, you know, that has to give me, that has given me huge positive benefit, because I've been feeling great since we moved here. I was already getting well on the way to recovery before we moved, but moving here seemed to do everything to really speed me rut to a place where I feel content and happy and full of the joy of life, really, full of appreciation of life. And so, yeah, I say it feels selfish saying so, but there has been some positive to come out this week for me, because no matter how much you recover from mental illness, there's always the nagging doubt that it's easy, it's just around the corner, you know, a deep depression's just around the corner, or a manic outburst. That said, since my bipolar diagnosis was withdrawn, and the psychiatrists talked to me and educated me about personality disorders, as they call them, personality functions, as I call them, I'm aware that I'm prone to manic thought in any circumstances. It's just in my nature. I'm an enthusiast, and I embrace it a lot more now, and enjoy it. It doesn't seem to be having a bounce reaction where a depression follows. It's moments of manic enthusiasm and I call it passion. Regularly and uncontrollably. So, you know, I mean, I love that. That's me. That's my personality. And I'm not going to... the next thing to do is to keep reducing my medication so that my personality gets to shine fully. But no rush. I certainly wouldn't report the same symptoms as some people on my medication. I think I probably got a fairly new form of medication. It's provided me with a great deal of strength in the past, and I don't feel like it's a crutch, but I do feel like I'd be unwise to just nip it in the bud immediately. I do that very slowly. And I don't find it makes me feel any of the things that people report, like numb and feeling disconnected. None of that. I think in many ways I'm probably too wired into my emotions and feelings and mind to ever be disconnected too much. So, you know, I'm lucky there. So, that's the selfish comment, really, on the week. My work on Love Fresh has slowed a little this week, but that's understandable. I've been taking time to remember Neil. Had very sad moments, had very happy moments. He was such a man full of life. I fortunately spoke to him literally 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and had one of those conversations. I was looking for advice on what my bad points in meetings were, because I was going down to meet with investors and I wanted to avoid those bad points. And in fact, he was just really supportive. And we ended up having a conversation, which I meant to have with him for ages, where I really told him how much I appreciated him. Told him what a man I thought he was. Told him all the things you would actually say you wish you'd told someone before they died. So selfishly, again, I'm very pleased that conversation happened, because it was important to me. He knew this, and it's all too easy as a man in a man's world like the city, which unfortunately it still is to some extent, to just live on bravado. And Neil was never guilty of that. Neil was always very human. Our team was very balanced, as in our company wasn't the sort of company in the city that was sexist or male dominated, rather. Not sexist necessarily, but just tends to be more men working in certain jobs in the city, and ours was engineering and construction, don't forget, so there's a bias, but our team was mixed, which was a credit to Neil, who's the man who put the team together. So I guess this boo has been a reflection, a tribute to Neil, a mental health update report, a self-therapy boo, and I don't intend to tarnish it by going off on about Love Fresh and where we are, short of saying that we're making good progress, and the delay in releasing anything to you, even the beta testers, is because we are working on some relatively complicated stuff that's taking a little time, but is well worth it, and we'll remove some of the problems with checking in without a signal and that kind of thing. Anyway, I'll concentrate on Poppy's walk now, but have a good day. And if you take anything, if you've listened to this message, make sure you tell the people that you love, that you love them. Because you never know what's around the corner. Okay, I'll be you later.